How is it that foreign countries, in defiance towards tyrants, act more like the posterity of the American forefathers than Americans do? One thing I've noticed over the last 3 years of this pandemic is that foreigners in their prospective countries are out on the streets in the millions defying tyrants, whereas the American people? The American people are still trying to figure out if the same lying bureaucrats and politicians aren't now somehow or another telling them the truth. Little do Americans know of their forefathers and the example that they set in giving us the longest standing constitution in modern history, and what it took for us to get here where we are in the present. When perusing the Declaration of Independence, we see where 75% of that documentation is what our forefathers refused to put up with concerning that of a tyrant. So much so that they separated from the tyrant king that would not be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, it was our forefathers that gave us the national slogan, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Have the American people forgotten that we, the people, under God, are the government in this country? The Declaration of Independence tells us that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Remember, Americans, that our forefathers appealed to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of their intentions. And all of this with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, where they mutually pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And considering what it is that the second president of the United States of America had to say, you would think that Americans would be more grateful than they are. He said, "You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." So I ask all of the American born, why is it that the Belgian people are in protest against tyranny in their country while most are sitting around tolerating tyranny here in America? So it is with France, with Germany, with Israel, with the United Kingdom, with Canada, with Kazakhstan, with Australia, with Bulgaria, with New Zealand, with Romania, with the Austrian, with Iran, and the list goes on and on. Now, though protests are beginning to happen here in America, Americans best get with the examples that have been set before them due to the fact that it is for them to lead the way under the banner of Christ in doing so that others may be free worldwide. Americans should once again be leading the way in not only in the saying but also in the doing in such a way where it is that we will not be ruled by tyrants is the rally cry once again. Americans, stand up and be counted. You only have one life in doing so. Don't forget that. The future of your posterity depends on everything that you do or everything that you don't do. It's up to you.
Yeah, we will be up in about 20 minutes, forgive me, 20 seconds here.
As the American people.
Just trying to grab a piece of film here for us before we get rocking. We'll be up in about 10 seconds, about 50, Yep, about 5 seconds, and we are going live. Welcome
ben
to the show.
Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You guys know the routine. If you're not on social media platforms, you're listening, driving your car, you're listening through one of our radio affiliates across the country, we appreciate you. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. When you get home, that number, well, actually not the number, but the social media platform is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, now the phone number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, folks, I just want you to get caught up as to what's going on here. And as I sit back and just think about it, even now, I just think about all the time that this ministry has spent in not only just warning the people to root up, to tear down, and then to rebuild in its place, because that's what it is, law to gospel, right? Law condemns, the gospel justifies if you're a believer. And I'm saying that because it's something that we've done across the country. We've not only been a part of warning the people as to what's coming, but we've also been a part of the answer. And that's what I'm trying to say when it comes to Isaiah 58, verse 12. And we've been doing it for a long time. And I just continuously see the Lord leading us as a ministry, Romans 8, 14, and showing us things to come with the giftings of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 12, and that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2, 5. Also, 1 Corinthians 4, 20. Also, if you go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, you'll again understand what I'm talking about. People don't understand the Holy Ghost. They don't understand the law and the prophets. They don't understand the foundation of the church is built on the apostles and the prophets. It seems that so many profess to be what it is clearly that they are not. And again, we call them the children of the apostate. And I'm saying that people have eyes, but they don't see, and they have ears, but they don't hear. This has been very difficult for me over the last 25 years being on the radio across the country. And I'm just going to make another point here, because before I even got on the radio today, it's just like, Lord, okay? It's like, Lord, And yesterday I was at church, doing church, and I was talking about last week Ezekiel and how the Lord sent him to a rebellious, revolting people. And the Lord said he didn't care. Don't be afraid of them. Just, you know, do what I command you to do and say. And he did. And yesterday we spent 3 hours on Jeremiah. And it's fantastic, but it's sad. It really is. And understanding what those guys had to go through to get the message to a people, regardless if they were going to listen or not. I mean, the only people that did listen was Nineveh under Jonah. And Jesus is the one that told us that he's given the same message as Jonah did to Nineveh. And what is that message? It's repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it's a repent or else message. There is no in-between, as I continuously share with the people. But I find myself yesterday listening again to another prophet, namely Jeremiah, doing the same exact thing, even getting to the point at the end of his life where nobody listened, and then the Book of Lamentations was written, and all those people that didn't want to listen, those people that had eyes and didn't want to see, because that's really what it comes down to, now they saw during the Book of Lamentations what the Lord was warning of. Those that had ears but they didn't hear, those they didn't want to hear because they didn't, they were the ones that put their shoulder into the Lord. They ignored him. That's the definition of wicked people. And it's exactly what we're seeing in this country. But those that didn't hear or claim that they didn't hear, all of a sudden they heard when the Book of Lamentations is written. And that's everything that I've stood against in the hopes of the people would wake up to where it is that we're at today in the present. Because how we've been used by the Lord for the last 25 years as to where we're at right now has been in so many different ways. Very characteristically, fruit-wise, John 15:8, as to what I've been highlighting over the last couple days and a couple weeks at church is exactly what we're seeing in this country. And here we are again today. And I have the misfortune, I should say, it's a blessed burden by the Lord, but the misfortune of telling the people where their country's at, like that of Ezekiel, like that of Jeremiah, like that of the small prophets. We call them the minor prophets. And again, the information I have to bring to you is so highly offensive to me. I just don't understand how it is that the people are tolerating what it is that's going on in this country. Now, let me make a point before the end of the first segment here. And this is the point that I want to make. Just about a week ago, I was highlighting how the Simpsons and soothsayers are being used to go ahead and predict future events. And I've highlighted the fact that the Simpsons have been used to do that and how the Simpsons came out of Minneapolis. They were on the back of a filthy magazine called City Pages. It was called Life in Hell. Now it's a comedy and everybody knows who the Simpsons are. And it's very demeaning, denigrating. It's debased the information that's been given through this. And somehow the American people think it's funny. And it's not funny at all. But going back to the soothsayers and them giving foreknowledge of I don't know how many events, where they literally use the exact same picture that they're going to use when it happens, because they want you to believe that somehow or another that they're spiritual people when they're not. They're being used by the devil. Well, we got a brand new version of that for you today. You guys have all seen the CEO who was caught hugging a woman, I believe it was at a concert. And what's interesting about it is the Simpsons predicted exactly what they just highlighted once again, folks. So it shows
the Simpsons
you, they're literally showing you the crimes that they're guilty of committing through the Simpsons. And it's not just the Simpsons. They're using DC. They're using Marvel Comics. They're using outlets all over the place. They're using Hollywood. They're foreshadowing and they're foretelling events that are coming up to play. If you ever take the time to go back on all the foretelling that they gave of September 11th and all the little hints that they gave through movies over the last 50 years, that was a planned event. And if you don't know who Aaron Russo is, you need to talk to him, because he kept talking about how the Rockefellers were telling him of the event that was coming, which just happened to be September 11th. But let me show this to you really quick, how the Simpsons predicted this one as well. It's on social media platforms. The Simpsons predicted the Coldplay CEO cheater.
Done it again. Take a look at this, from folks. A 2015 episode of The Simpsons. And then now look at these guys. Look at their outfits. Let me make it bigger. All right. Look at their outfits.
Hey, folks.
Look at the blue shirt, the black dress, and the necklace.
Exactly.
The same.
To the detail. to the detail, they predicted it again, which shows you they are predicting the crimes that they are guilty of committing. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob at wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. You know, one of the things that I was, one of the things that I was just thinking about, in a time of judgment, because that's where America's at, like it or not, it doesn't matter. It's just where we're at. It's interesting. The first thing I was thinking about during the break was Mengele. And I'm thinking of him. He was the angel of death under Adolf Hitler. And they called him the angel of death for the heinous crimes that he committed against innocent people. Mengele or Mengele, and it is pronounced either way. It depends on what country you're in. Interestingly enough, friends, he's the one that said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. I'm going to say it again. The more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. I mean, just think about Germany today, of the things that they're ashamed of. And just think about that their grandparents actually accepted the lies that were thrown to them by the dictator, Adolf Hitler, during that particular time. Now, I want to go back to this because much of what people went through during that particular time, they didn't learn the lesson, and that's why they're going to have to learn the lesson again. And this is one of those lessons. And I'm going back now to The Simpsons because they can say the same thing. The more we do to the people, the less they believe it's us doing it to them, though they're doing it right in front of them. And the fact of the matter is I was highlighting the fact that the soothsayers have been using Simpsons, which used to be called the Life in Hell in Minneapolis, for some time. And predicting world events, predicting events. Last week, I highlighted the fact that they were predicting a tsunami concerning every facet of our lives in 2025. That was the word that the Lord gave me in 2020 of April, before the pandemic. And they're predicting all of this. And so it shows you that they're responsible for the crimes and the events that are taking place. To suggest otherwise, friends, I just don't know how to address an irrational people. Because, as I've said, friends, trying to deal with irrational people is like trying to minister medicine to a dead person. And I know that's what the resurrection and the life does. And I know that's why the Holy Ghost and how he operates. He brings to those that are dead in sin alive in Christ. I get that. 5:14 of Ephesians. And matter of fact, he's telling the people to awaken that particular text of scripture. And I get all that. But what is it that people don't understand about who's doing the attacking of the American people in our country today? That's the part I just don't understand. It's not a foreign enemy doing this, though it's foreign to who we are as a people, one nation under God. It doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face that they're predicting events that they themselves are creating. Just like I was highlighting during the first segment, folks, you should see all of the pre-programming and foretelling that the powers that are tolerated by the people in this country did through Hollywood. Having clocks set at 9/11, having our phones set to 911 in the case of emergency, pictures on the bills that we have. I mean, it just goes on and on. Movies, how they highlighted the two towers. That has happened over and over and over again, suggesting that the towers are going to fall. The Rockefellers talking about how the towers are going to fall in their magazines. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. They're telling the people who's responsible for what's going on. And then when it happens, they sit back and they speculate. And then if anybody tells you the things that I'm telling you right now, then somehow or another, I'm a conspiracy theorist, when in fact, all of our theories have run out. Therefore, give us some more, because they've all come true. And I'm not sitting here behind this microphone because I don't have anything better to do with myself. It's what I'm called to do, is to shake awake the American people concerning what is in fact happening in their country. And if you don't want to listen to those warnings, you're left to your own demise. Completely. Now, let me go back to this. I want you to see this on social media platforms. This is the Simpsons predicting the Coldplay CEO cheater. The video is right in front of me for all of you listening to me through my affiliates. The CEO has the exact same clothes on that were colored in on the Simpsons prediction. Same thing with the woman. She even has a necklace on that's the exact same necklace that the prediction that came about through the soothsayers using Simpson predicted. The exact same clothes. Even her bracelets, friends. And this is the tip of the iceberg. So I want to go ahead and play this for you. And I want you to hear this because this guy's going to tee it up for you. Just so you know, it didn't just happen by chance. Nope, they're setting all of this stuff up. Just like the conspirators have been responsible for the crises that have been set up over and over and over in this country that people don't want to listen to until after the fact. Check this out.
The Simpsons have done it again. Take a look at this from a 2015 episode of The Simpsons. And then now look at these guys. Look at their outfits. Let me make it bigger.
Same exact outfits, friends.
Look at their outfits. Look at the blue shirt, the black dress, and the necklace.
Yep.
The same. It's the same. They have done it again. This is crazy, guys.
No.
The Simpsons have done.
This isn't crazy. This is, in fact, how they're operating. They're telling you things before they come to pass. And they've done this over and over again. So I'll leave that there. I got much to cover today. The question concerning the headline is, are you offended yet? I want to show you this. A couple weeks, I'm guessing 3 weeks now, ago, we watched Tom Emmer. He's a representative from Delano, Wright County, Minnesota, which isn't too far from where we're at in our studios. And what he did is he took the time to grill to appease the American people and highlight all the treasonous crimes of Tim Walz. We all seen this. And it wasn't just Walz, it was Hochul. It was also the governor from Illinois. The crimes that they were responsible for, I said crimes, treasonous crimes. One of the things that I keep reverting back to is the fact that when you don't deal with crime, look what happens. They breed. They multiply. It's adding strength to tyranny. What am I talking about? Well, look at this, friends. Because the people in the state of Minnesota, the 5.9 million people, gave him a pass concerning his treasonous crimes against them, Tim Walz is looking ready to take on a third term in the state of Minnesota. Will voters give it to him? Folks, the voters never gave it to him. The people in the state of Minnesota know that he is a pedophile. They know that he is a treasonous communist. They know that he's no good. They know that he's installed. He is not voted in by the people. They also know that Keith Ellison is on the same playing field where the people cannot stand him. They literally despise him. As I've said so many times, the police commissioner denounced Attorney General Keith Ellison, and yet nobody can take him serious, but somehow or another, the people in the state of Minnesota rose up and they voted for him. Nonsense. Nonsense, people. They're being installed. Neither one of these guys are from the state of Minnesota. Okay? But again, look what happens when you don't do what the Lord tells you to do. Look at Isaiah 51 verse 4 for a moment, if you would. What does it say? Hearken unto me. The Lord says, listen to me carefully. He goes on and he says, my people, he's speaking to the Israel of God. He says, and give ear unto me, O my nation. This is his nation. For a law, his Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment through his laws and statutes. Friends, I will make my judgments to rest for a light of the people. Therein is the very reason the American people, so you know, so you can understand why the world looks at you as a light to the world. It's right there. It's right there. Also, Matthew 5:16 comes to my aid. What happens when we don't do that? Well, let me ask you something, friends, for those that are backwards in thought. Isaiah 59, verse 14. What do cops do? They enforce the law to keep the what? To keep the peace, right? What do they do? And I'm talking about good cops. By the way, let's get off this nonsense. The social media loves to highlight bad cops. The fact of the matter is, friends, that's one per every 100 police officers. 99% of what you see with the police are fantastic. I don't care if you agree with that or not. Because if they're on the side of the law and they're enforcing the laws that the Lord has bestowed, I'm going to be on the side of the law, not on the side of the lawless, and go ahead and nitpick at those that are doing their job to keep us safe. But going back, what does it say on the side of a police car? They're called peace officers. Why are the police called peace officers? Because they do what the Lord told them to do. By keeping his law, by keeping his judgments, establishing righteousness, by doing what? Upholding the law that the American people are called to be. I'm going to come right back to this very point in just one moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. As the American people allow the bad guys to rule the roost, and I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes people will say, they'll respond to me, well, Bradley, this is what we're doing. Well, I'm glad that you're doing that. Then apparently I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about the people that are doing nothing about what's going on in this country, but tolerating it. Matter of fact, did you know, going back to John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, just to show you the Lord's hand in the blessings of this nation over 248 years ago, he said, I should say that full one-third were adverse to the revolution. That means they were against what the forefathers were doing, what the less than 3% of the population were doing, what the 56 signers were doing, what the Black Robe Regiment were doing, what the 13 colonies were doing to establish what it is that we have today. John Adams said one-third of them are against it. He said an opposite one-third gave themselves up to the enthusiastic gratitude to France. He said the middle one-third, always averse to war, were rather lukewarm both to England and France. So what was it that was used by the Lord to establish what it is that we have today? By, I'll tell you what, a bunch of Gideons in his army. That's exactly what was used to establish what it is that we have today. And if you know anything about our forefathers, friends, you'll see that it was a small portion of godly men, the Black Robe Regiments, our forefathers, and the colonial armies, and the Minutemen, them farmers, those useless farmers. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here today. So that should just go ahead and show you not to trust in numbers. As a matter of fact, that's one of the mistakes David made when he counted his armies, okay? Let's not do that. You folks, we trust in the Lord here, period. So don't lose hope. If there's no hope, there's no gospel. But the fact of the matter is we have enemies at every given turn in this country, and they're not coming from without, okay? Nobody's assailing you more than your said governors and your federal and state governments, and you know this. I don't need to say anything about what's going on with the federal government right now. You have pedophiles that are being exposed, even the one that's in the People's White House right now. There's so much film on social media platform that there's nobody in their right mind that can deny the guilt of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy and all of these other little scoundrels that are around him. Now, I want to go back to this because I need to for the sake of time. I was just telling you that cops are called peace officers, right? And what do peace officers do? They enforce the law. Now, I know that the church has been neutered there because they've been listening to a bunch of hippie antinomianists who have no regard for God's moral law. How ridiculous can that be? Look at the fruit that they've raised up, a bunch of anarchists today. You see them at every given turn. That's the fruit of the hippies in the pulpits in the American church today. They're hirelings. They're not appointed by God in any sense of the word. Going and abrogating what Jesus never abrogated, Matthew 5:17. It's exactly what they did, and it's exactly what the American people allowed them to do. That's why you're seeing the sodomites stick their heads up in the middle of the church. You know, as a matter of fact, I seen a church sign the other day that said, walk as Jesus walked. And I looked to the left a little bit, and they have an abominable sodomite flag on the side of their church. That's how confused these people are. That's the church of Satan. That is not the church of Jesus Christ, friends. But going back, when I look at Isaiah 51:4, what does it say? Church, hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my people, for a law, my moral law, shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgments to rest for a light to the people. What does it say in Isaiah 26:9? Here, let me tell you what it says so you can understand. The word of the Lord is this. People, this is how you bring about resolve to what's going on. He said that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. You don't teach them the fear of God by not fearing the Lord. Okay? You just don't do that. What happens if I just ignore what Bradley's saying? More of more is coming your way. Okay? The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them. It's exactly what's going on right now. Folks, while this whole smoke screen, as I was sharing with my listeners on Saturday, this whole smoke screen of Epstein and how people are coming out now saying it shouldn't be called the Epstein Files, it should be called Donald Trump and Friends, and rightfully so, especially with all the audio videos coming out, even from Donald's filthy, rotten mouth and his narcissistic attitude. It's all out there, friends. He's not hiding anything. There's nothing he can hide. He is guilty as charged. The reason I'm saying that is because when you look at what's going on, that is a mercy of God. And it's for the people to stand up and bring judgment, impeachment, and prosecution. That's why I continuously pound that drum. Again, if the American people aren't going to do anything about it, you're going to get more of this. You know you have pedophiles in the People's White House from the top down. You know it. Here, I'll show you in just a moment. Let me go back to Proverbs 21:7. Listen, people, the word of the Lord is the robbery of the wicked shall destroy them. While all of that Epstein stuff is going on right now, what did they do under the Genius Act? Remember Donald just said over the weekend that he's the genius and he signed on to this bill? While you're being distracted through the Epstein files, guess what Donald did? He signed on to the Genius Act, calling himself a genius. Did you know that what that bill does? It drives us and it corrals the people, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis, to a cashless society. Something that me and Tim have been warning the people from our platform for years concerning what's coming up, concerning a social credit score system, which is a replica. It's a blueprint of what China has set up right now. Matter of fact, Trump's out there blowing the horn of the Chinese president talking about how much respect he has for him. Well, how could it be otherwise? They're all working together against the people of their prospective countries. What are they doing? They're consolidating power. And they're creating distraction and they're creating crisis to keep everybody's eyes off of what they're doing. So, you know, the Genius Act, as he called it, friends, and pay attention to what the names are, because they always want, they don't want anybody to question what's inside of those bills, friends. No, this is a Genius Act. This is beautiful. Just like the big, beautiful act that takes billions of your tax dollars while they reallocate them illegally to create a surveillance system throughout the United States of America to surveil the American people with the use of the illegals that they treasonously allured into America. You understand how this is all working? They create the problem, they play the problem solver. They create the problem, they play the problem solver. They do it over and over and over again, and everybody knows it. And everybody knows it. Here, the robbery of the wicked shall destroy the people because they refuse to deal with the wicked. Common sense comes into play, right? Hey, friends, you have to understand, the despots, the oligarchs, demigods, they want you to believe that they're above the law, when in fact they are extracting their power from delegation through the people. That's the only power they have, but yet somehow or another they're working and assuming authority that's foreign to the Constitution and working against we the people. Hello? Just wanted to make clear that you understood what was going on here, because that's exactly what's going on here. And it's happening because the people don't deal with the lawlessness that they see in the church and in the halls of government. When you look at Amos 6:3, what does it say? You that put off and put afar the evil day, you are responsible for the seed of violence to come near. Isn't that crazy? And then people will say, well, Bradley, why do you keep bringing up that scripture reference of Psalm 12:8? Well, what does that say? It says the wicked walk on every side. When? What? The vilest of men are exalted. Anybody seeing any justice taking place right now, friends? Me neither. Me neither. I'm not seeing any of that. Yet the Lord asks in Psalm 94:16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And the American people just don't know. 345 million people just don't know what to do. I just showed you that what you're encouraging by adding strength to tyranny when you don't bring judgment upon their heads. Tim Walz is talking about running for a third term. It's unconstitutional, but everything they do is illegal anyways because the people don't know the difference. I had shared this with you. This is the sodomite mayor in Minneapolis, and when I tell you that they're installed, let me show you how this works. Go ahead and listen to this. This is the mayor of Minneapolis. Like I said, he's installed. He's a sodomite. He's entertaining Somalians in Minneapolis. Listen carefully as to what he says. He's dancing right now with the Somalians as the Somalians are laughing at him and the people that sit back and let him do it. Wow, he's just out there being the best mayor that he possibly can to those that mean to conquer his country. Isn't that crazy? Yep. That's the definition of, friends, that's the definition of Judas Iscariot, selling out the people, not realizing that at the end of it, he's going to end up committing suicide or someone's going to get a hold of him, one of the two. But the fact of the matter is he's entertaining America's sworn enemies. Some will say, Bradley, that's a little extreme. No, I'm not the one saying it. They are. Listen carefully to this one.
The believer knows
this is a Muslim
that none of this
in
is
America.
Vain, that this is all jihad, that this is all ibadah, and that this is all counted for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the conversation of doxing, the conversation of getting arrested and suspended, I think it's time for Muslims to start to say, all right, so what? Do what you want. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, because it's about time to do that. And I know everybody has their own families and has an education and everything. It's just a question. We don't want to get doxxed, and we don't want to get suspended, and we don't want to get arrested. How gangsta are you? That's just my question. How?
Hey, okay, so folks, what we have here is we have a young girl, college age, basically moving the Muslims for jihad against the United States of America. Let me remind you that she was one of those that was afforded asylum by the American people, too. And when she got here, she began to etch away at who we are as a people because they mean to conquer. She's calling for a jihad in America. And yet somehow or another, her website is all available and it's not being censored or suppressed. And the FBI have... they haven't gone after, and it's amazing. They're being allured into America, and everything's good, I guess, right? Yeah. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles."
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
Let me shut the door. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got to kind of cruise through this a little bit because I have so much information as usual. Raining judgment upon the land. I was just highlighting the fact that we have a young girl calling for jihad in America. She has her hijab on, and when they have all that Islamic garb on, friends, that means that they're not here to assimilate. It means that they're here to conquer. Well, she's doing exactly that. She's calling for a jihad against the American people today. And somehow or another, the mainstream media, if you speak out against them, just like the sodomites that everybody knows that are after your kids, that's not working there anymore. So now they're moving it over to the Muslims, who I've always said are on the heels of the sodomites methodically, because they do the exact same thing. They play the victim while they attack. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're perpetrators of the crime. They come over here talking about the Muslims. They come over here. They're allured over here by your governors. And what they do when they get here, they begin to attack the people, the system of government, because they mean to conquer that nation. And for a historical lesson, you might want to take time to understand that that's exactly the history of these people. and they're used for such. And remember, friends, it's the Zionist using them, as they say, as to sweep away their political opposition. Pay attention to what's going behind it. But the bottom line here, friends, as a preacher, I need to tell you, as Numbers 32:23 tells us, your sin is finding you out. That's what it is. I know people don't like to hear that, but that's what it is. I'd be a traitor to my God if I didn't tell you what was going on here. Because as I've said, friends, it's not the bad guys that are in charge. They're just, hey, folks, the bad guys are in charge because the people let them be in charge. They don't hold them accountable for their crimes. Here, let me show you, going back to the point, they're calling for jihad, okay? Also going back to Tim Walz, because that's who I highlighted, talking about a third term, completely unconstitutional, called out for his treasonous crime, a known communist, a known pedophile, and he's talking about doing it again because he's seen the people were giving him a pass in the state of Minnesota. Why wouldn't he do it, right? Well, he's also the guy, along with Keith Ellison and none other than Ilhan Omar, stupid as a rock she is, literally. She's being used as well. And by the way, the Somalians hate her guts. But the fact of the matter is that they're all installed. Now, I just showed you during the last break, folks, a video of the Minneapolis mayor entertaining the Somalians. Okay. And what's interesting to note, this is the guy that they're pushing. This guy right here, he's a Muslim. Who feeds on the doctrines of devils. He's also the one that said on the floor at the Capitol Hall, on the floor, talking to Madam President. I played the video over the weekend. He said the problem that we have, according to the FBI, are white people. White people. You know who he's speaking on the behalf of? The Zionists that are saying Goyim are the problem. That's white people. He's the guy that they're going to try to install as the mayor in Minneapolis. Are you going to tell me, Americans, that the people in Minneapolis are voting for this guy? I highly doubt it. No more than they would Tim Walz. No more than they would Keith Ellison. No more than they would Ilhan Omar. My goodness, people. These people are being installed to do the very things that they're doing. By the way, I'm looking at a headline right now. Minneapolis Madonna, or Ma'am Donna, I'm sorry, another jihadist communist wins a mayoral nomination despite previous charges of ballot fraud and taxpayer-funded $500,000 graft payroll, or payoff, I'm sorry, to Somalia TV. Again, the only, you know what's happening worldwide right now? Countries are standing up and saying, they're demanding deportation of what the people are inviting here in the United States of America, and they're sitting back and they're allowing it to go on. Bradley, come on. What's your part? What are you doing? Are you kidding me? Is there anything else I can do? Not only to tell the people what's going on, but to confront this by getting the senators on, getting the state reps on, and their language has now become, and the people are accepting of it, that's their job to do nothing more than to complain about what it is that they now tolerate. That's not their job. And then when you make reference to impeachment concerning Walz or any other corrupt politician, in prosecution, Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, for some reason or another, it just slides right down their back like water down a duck's back. Like it's not their job to do that. Yeah, that's what they told the people in their community. This is the whole reason I'm going to an office. I'll do something about the problem. They get there, they become a part of the club, and they forget where they came from. They're the worst of men. Somebody asked me today, Bradley, is there anybody on the scene that you really, really believe the people can get behind? Yeah, I said, if you find the one, I'll tell you how you find him. He's in trouble with the establishment because he's trying to do the same thing that I'm trying to do right now. Folks, this is what you're going to get, and you're going to get more of it. They are not being voted in by the people. They're being installed. Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, and people like this, that feed on the doctrines of devils, because that's what they feed on. They run antithetical to who we are concerning the Quran. You better understand that they are not being voted in by the people. They are being installed. And until the people go beyond just sitting back and hiding behind their favorite politicians who do nothing but talk, It's not gonna stop. It's just not gonna stop. These people are colonizing right now. How's this all happening? Here, let me show you how all this is happening. Well, you're being distracted by your favorite president, by your favorite politicians. And I'm speaking for those that would consider this, if he's got any more standing at all with anybody in this country. But if he happens to be your favorite politician, you're the one that I'm talking about right now. I want to show you, folks, and I want you to listen carefully as to how you are being played by the system that's responsible for what in fact is happening in your country today. You ready for this? I hope so. Because this is pro wrestling at its very worst. Listen.
Great again. Tell Donald Trump to go to hell.
Trump's candidacy is a cancer on conservatism.
Can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
Palestinians are not a real estate deal, Donald.
Okay, no.
Not a real estate deal.
Marco Rubio.
Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight
to defend his record. All bad actors.
Where they added $7.8 trillion to the debt. That set the stage for the inflation that we have now.
We do not agree with Donald Trump when he says that most illegal immigrants are drug dealers and rapists. We have quite the opposite view, that most of these people are decent, hardworking folks coming from poor countries to try to improve their lives.
The guy that inherited $200 million. If he hadn't inherited $200 million, you know where Donald Trump would be right now?
Trump was born into privilege. He received deferments to avoid service in Vietnam, and he couldn't have endured
folks.
What John McCain endured for 5.5 years. My fellow Republicans, beware of false prophets.
Yeah, beware of false prophets. Now, just hang on a second, because that's just the tip of the iceberg. Here comes others all going after Donald Trump. But you got to pay attention to what happens on the other side when they're picked to be a part of the cabinet, because they're all bad actors.
Friends, don't let friends vote for con artists.
I want to thank President Trump for nominating me. This is an extraordinary honor and a privilege.
Donald Trump is a terrible president.
Don't vote for me. Vote for Donald J. Trump.
Unlike Donald Trump, I will not turn our great country into the prostitute of Saudi Arabia.
I'm honored and grateful to President Trump for his trust.
You see how this works?
In nominating me to serve our country as the Director of National Intelligence.
It's typical Trump. All bluster,
Pete
very little
Hegseth.
Substance. He talks a tough game. But then when pressed on it, he's an armchair tough guy.
Under the previous administration, we looked like fools. Not anymore.
Trump is a really bad candidate.
J.D. Vance.
And frankly, I think a really bad person.
I officially accept your nomination to be Vice President of the United States of America.
Do you see how you're being laughed at, people? They sit there and denounce Donald Trump. And then when they're called upon to be a part of Donald Trump's administration, they're praising Donald Trump. You get how this works, right? I know most of you people are smart enough to know the difference, that they're on the same team. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. You all get that. I get that. But for those that don't, you're being laughed at. You're being played like a deck of cards. You're a pawn on their game board. Well, you're laughing at them clowns in the circus of politics. Them clowns in the circus of politics are making fun of you and laughing at you as they're robbing you of everything that you have, including your freedoms, first and foremost. Just wanted to make clear. Oh, hey, by the way, you guys ever see Mike Johnson's house? Anybody seen Mike Johnson's house before? You know, the guy that just humbly came in to office as the Speaker of the House? Isn't it amazing how they only make a certain amount of money, and then before you know it, you look at the properties they own, and they have these massive, massive mansions, and now he's worth $9.9 million? You should see some of the guys' house. My goodness, folks. You should see their homes. I said homes, more than one. It's insane. Americans, we're not being attacked from without. We're being attacked from within. We're being sold to our enemies, as the Word of God says. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. And hopefully if everybody would stand up and start doing something about what's going on in this country, maybe we could bring some good news, and maybe Christ would be glorified concerning John 15:8 through what it is that we're commanded to do, not suggested to do.